think 1974 was when I first started teaching in television studio, which was a big old studio then with cameras with handles you turned round to change a lens. And on one of the contextual courses, something called Artist and Public, I started teaching courses on television with some of the people in what was then Media Services Unit, I think. And for me, that was very interesting because I had no experience, no idea what we were doing. But we had a different space. We had some primitive technology and a time and a curriculum to do that sort of thing in. So very exploratory. We made in 1977, students made a spoof video on the millennium, which sticks in my memory as a project. You know, you can use it as a project. And another year we did Alice through the cathode ray tube, which was very interesting, you know, split screen with rather chubby mature student doing Tweedledum and Tweedledee very well, and some wonderful actress, she's a psychology student, quite a shy person, I can't remember her name, who played Alice, and wonderful scene they created of her waking up out of her dream to some Pink Floyd music, which was beautifully sort of soothing. And some of those things, very, very creative, but not based on any educational theory, really. I think the television people knew what they were doing. I certainly didn't. But the contextual space gave a chance to explore some of those things. And the students, you know, in that group, I remember students were from probably a group of 8 to 10 students from about 7 or 8 different subjects, you know, psychology, social policy, English, history of art, working together on things, learning about the nature of television, learning about the nature of creativity, learning a bit about the nature of how you think about, how you communicate ideas.